Well, as Mark mentioned, after Mass, we'll have confessions, Father Barquette and myself. That way all of Father Barquette's parishioners can keep coming to me and all my parishioners can keep going to him. For some reason, it always seems to turn out that way, which is a wonderful thing, how God works that out. By the way, this fella had been away from confession for 20 years. And he walked into the confessional scared to death. But then he noticed that in the confessional were the finest Cuban cigars and the finest selection of Belgian chocolates and wonderful bottles of scotch and whiskey and all sorts of liqueurs. And he says, I can't believe a confession got so inviting after all these years. And just then the priest walks in and he says, get out of here, you're on my side. Today is the feast day of two early Christian heroes, two saints, Saints Fabian, who was a pope and martyr, and Saint Sebastian. They both gave their lives for Christ. They shed their blood for Christ. So it's important that we read about heroes, about these early Christian heroes, because they can inspire us by their life and especially by their death, of how they were witnesses to Christ. The word martyr means witness. And these two men shed their blood out of loyalty to Christ. And as Origen once said, that the blood of the martyrs, and Tertullian said, the blood of the martyrs was the seed of the faith. It watered the soil. And that's why the church grew so rapidly in those first centuries, is because so many men and women shed their blood for Christ. And it was so inspiring that countless others joined them because of their heroic witness. So let's, just for a few moments, quickly look at the lives of these two great men. Saint Fabian was the 20th pope in the history of the church. As you know, there's been 265 popes from Saint Peter, who's chosen today by Christ in the gospel, all the way to Pope Benedict. 265 popes in an unbroken link all the way back to Saint Peter. So St. Fabian was the 20th pope, and in fact, all of the first 33 popes were martyred for their faith. If you were elected pope in the first 300 years until Christianity became legal in 315 under Constantine, you basically assigned yourself, willing to give yourself to the Lord, because the enemies of the church knew who the leader of the church was, and they especially tried to kill and get rid of the leader of the church. So again, the first 33 popes, the first popes for the first 300 years of the faith, gave their lives for Christ. And they're all saints in heaven, I'm sure, with the Lord. Now, this pope was very interesting. Fabian was actually a Christian layman. And Eusebius tells us, Eusebius was a great historian, that Fabian was a Christian layman who owned a farm outside of Rome, and he happened to come into the city one day as the clergy and laity were electing the next pope. And again, according to Eusebius, a beautiful dove came and landed on the head of Fabian. And this was interpreted a sign from God. So he was elected the next pope. So he sets the record for the first layman ever to be elected pope. Well, of course, he was then ordained to the priesthood and bishop, and then was made pope. So he ruled for 14 years, or should I say served for 14 years, because the popes are the servants of the servants of God. So for 14 years, he guided the church, and the church during that time, it says, grew to 40,000 people in Rome. He also began to establish meeting rooms for Christians to be able to worship God and to hold places for the Mass. He himself was martyred for the faith about the year 250 under the persecution of Decius. And then the last saint today is Saint Sebastian. Saint Sebastian, again, one of the early Christian heroes. He was born in Gaul, modern-day France, at the end of the 3rd century during the persecutions under Diocletian. And it said he was a soldier, a military officer, and that as a pagan, he would help the Christians and would help to try to protect them. But eventually, he himself was so inspired by these Christians that he became a Christian as well, and that he was offered, when it was discovered that he was a Christian, to either worship the pagan gods or to remain faithful. And he remained faithful, and for that reason, he was shot by arrows. You might see the famous artwork, one of the most famous paintings of Saint Sebastian. He's, in front of a tree, and he's pierced with arrows. That's how they tried to kill him. So he was shot with arrows, but according to, again, the ancient historians, he did not die. So then he was beaten to death, and the early Christians buried him along the Appian Way in the catacombs, and his relics, along with St. Fabian, are in the Basilica of St. Sebastian in Rome. So St. Sebastian is a patron saint, of course, of archery. He's a patron saint of soldiers, patron saint of the military, and of sports. So all athletes have St. Sebastian as their example and role model. So I think what we should take from these great saints is that they were willing to give the complete witness of their lives, total martyrdom of their bodies for the Lord. And sometimes the Lord asks us for little sacrifices. And when we think back to these great martyrs, to the faith of our fathers, we're inspired. And we think that the Lord gave them the grace to give the ultimate sacrifice of their life. Couldn't we give these smaller sacrifices to the Lord? For example, faithfulness at going to Mass every Sunday, or perhaps even every day, praying that rosary every day, reading the Bible every day. These little sacrifices, these disciplines can bring us closer to the Lord. So when we see the big sacrifices of these saints, we can be inspired to make our sacrifices as well.